From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. There is mixed reaction over House passage of the Wall Street and Consumer Protection Bill. Advocacy groups say the provisions tighten regulations that govern the financial sector but waters down a lot of other provisions. Danielle Carson reports.
Consumer groups say the bill sets up much-needed protections against predatory practices by credit card companies, mortgage lenders, and investment firms. But the provision that calls for regulating complex financial products known as derivatives is weak. Barbara Roper is with the Consumer Federation of America.
It does bring new regulation to the dealers, to the major market participants. But if the standard is, and I think it should be, is this comprehensive no loopholes regulation, then the answer is no, it's not.
Roper says other sections of the bill were watered down. For example, to smooth things over with some lawmakers, the new Consumer Protection Agency won't have regulatory authority over most banks and credit unions. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
Federal regulators have announced more bank closings. Miami-based Republic Federal Bank, Solutions Bank in Kansas, and Valley Capital Bank of Arizona have been shut down. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation says that brings to 133 the number of bank failures this year. The FDIC estimates the failure of Federal Republic alone will cost the fund about $122 million. In November, retail sales rose nearly twice as much as most economists had expected. Consumer sentiment ticked up, too, giving hope that an economic recovery may be on the way. NPR's Sam Sanders has the story.
The Department of Commerce said November retail sales were up 1.3%. That largely reflects a jump in auto and gasoline sales, but store sales gained too. Nigel Gault, a retail analyst with IHS Global Insight, said the numbers are signs of a positive trend.
Consumer spending does seem to be gradually improving. Consumers have a bit more confidence. The labor market is getting closer to the bottom. So we do now seem to be on a clear uptrend for consumer spending.
Another positive sign is consumer sentiment, up 6 points from last month, according to a Reuters and University of Michigan index. Sam Sanders, NPR News.
CIA Director Leon Panetta has canceled a contract with a former Blackwater security firm now called Z. Under the contract, Blackwater employees once loaded missiles onto Predator zones used to target terrorists in Pakistan. A person familiar with the contract says Panetta canceled the arrangement earlier this year and transferred the work to government employees. Z denies ever taking part in clandestine CIA raids and says it only performs security and support roles in Iraq and Afghanistan. A federal judge says this is NPR News. A federal judge says it is unconstitutional for Congress to take funding away from Acorn without convicting the group of any wrongdoing. Congress voted in September to strip the group of funding in the wake of a series of scandals involving videotaped workers giving illegal advice to bogus applicants. Critics say some Acorn offices have been involved in partisan politics in violation of their tax-exempt status. The Canadian government has released its latest quarterly report on the conflict in Afghanistan. It says the period was one of the deadliest since fighting began there in 2001. Dan Karpinchuk has more.
During the three-month period that ended on September 30th, 223 Allied soldiers were killed across Afghanistan. Canadian officials also note that insurgents have seized the initiative both in the armed conflict and by creating a crisis of confidence among the populace through what they describe as the equally important silent war of fear, intimidation, and persuasion. The report also said that while voter turnout for the Afghan election was down and the results were tainted by fraud, there were more candidates, and for the first time, presidential candidates engaged in political debates on the issues. And the report says there were other signs of progress. The Afghan army assumed more responsibility, executing 80% of the security operations in Kandahar and leading more than 70% of them. Also, more schools were built in the province, and nearly 900,000 children were vaccinated against polio. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
A U.S. government official says senior al-Qaeda operations planner Salah al-Somali was killed in an American missile strike Tuesday in western Pakistan. U.S. counterterrorism officials say al-Somali oversaw the terror group's operations outside Afghanistan and Pakistan. This is NPR News.